was a fantastic swim.
Thank you.
Do you feel like Katie pulled you to that swim by she's raised the ceiling for all of you?
I think Katie was a little bit too far ahead of me to be pulling me, but I definitely felt while I was swimming that I wasn't 30 seconds behind, so that was positive. And I think that the way she swims is really inspiring for all the female swimmers in the world, not just in freestyle, because I think it really shows what's possible for the, especially in women's swimming, and it's really great to see.
So should they forget this mixed relay thing and put the women's 1500 in the Olympics?
Oh, well, that would be great, but I'm not really sure. The mixed relay is exciting, I guess.
What's the difference between last year at Pan Pax and today?
I'm not really sure. I feel like every year is very different because of the coaching situation in New Zealand, and I've been really, really lucky to be able to swim with Dennis Cotterill on the Gold Coast since November, and I'm so grateful for his support and his help, and it's been a fun 6 to 8 months for me. Yeah.
When you stopped and looked and saw your time, what's your first reaction?
I was so happy because coming into this competition, I didn't really know what to expect because it's been different again, and I was so happy to go best time. Like, improving myself is something that I always want to do more than anything else, so I was just really happy with that.
Was there a point in this whole issue with finding a coach and finding a place to train where you ever stopped believing that, you know, a swim like this could be possible?
Yes. Definitely.
Often.
Yeah. Especially like being an older swimmer, it's like you don't really know if you should keep going, but I think for me, I still really love swimming, and if I can still improve, which I guess I showed myself today that I can, like, for me that makes me really happy, and I want to keep going for moments like that.
You broke away from Lottie pretty early in the race, so you were pretty much by yourself, which, you know, I remember back in 2013 you were kind of by yourself too. What keeps you going mentally to be able to stay on that fast pace?
Just try and stay ahead, I guess.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.